Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A bond formed in the NICU among three Utah moms that has turned into a lifetime of helping others who have children with disabilities.
These women now serve in the way they so desperately needed themselves. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this in-depth look.
It was 17 years ago this month that Christine Evans met Jody Hansen at the NICU at Primary Children's Hospital.
There was lots of hugs and tears.
In February, Tina Purcell's 31-weeker Adam moved across the hall from Tiny Cameron, and Christine was able to be a support for Tina.
One of the biggest things of having a child with disabilities is that you can feel very alone.
As they learned to navigate the system and healthcare needs of their special needs children, they kept in touch, craving the help of someone who understood.
When we started receiving his diagnoses and understanding that he was going to have disabilities, I wanted to speak to someone. I wanted to speak to another mom.
Now, together in the same office, they can't keep the right temperature. These three friends are filling that role for other families. Tina, Jody, and Christine are parent consultants for Utah Family Voices, which partners with the Utah Parent Center. They also have an office at the Utah Health Department for families just getting a new diagnosis.
We want to empower them to be able to learn to do these things, to learn to communicate with their insurance company, to learn to communicate with their providers, their schools. The child is the reason we're doing this.
They advocate for family-centered care for children with all types of physical, mental, emotional, or behavioral extra needs, taking phone calls and doing workshops throughout Utah.
And this job has helped each one of us as much, if not more, than us helping others. There's nothing like having somebody say thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You know,
some days are hard. Some days we've got some serious crisis that parents are going through, but knowing that we could help one family figure something out that they couldn't figure out before, I know I go home feeling pretty good about that.
Ask them about their own children.
This is Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So they're and their the faces age. Light up. But don't feel pity for them.
I consider us some of the lucky ones.
And don't call them super moms.
I'm not strong.
And we're not amazing.
We're not amazing. We're not strong. We're parents. These are our children. I don't think we do it any other way. All we're doing is raising our kids.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.